Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My goal is to become a sexologist or relationship expert. I was wondering what schools and classes you would recommend for this.
It depends what you'd like to do with your career. You said that you'd like to become an expert, but I'm not sure what you mean by that. When you see yourself working in the area of sex and relationships, do you see yourself working as a sex or couples therapist, as a sexual health educator, a sex researcher, an advice columnist, or something else? There are many different possible pathways to take. Check out the website of the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists, which is aasect.org, to learn more about those career possibilities. You might also want to check out the website for the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy, which is aamft.org, for more information about careers in couples therapy. In addition, the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality has a great deal to offer in terms of examples of sex research. On their website, which is sexscience.org, you can learn more about educational and training opportunities, sexuality organizations, and scientific journals that focus on sex research. The school and coursework that you choose will depend on the type of work you want to pursue. Here at Indiana University, there are faculty in a number of departments who focus on sexuality in some aspect of their work. These departments include public health, biology, journalism, psychology, anthropology, education, sociology, telecommunications, and many, many more. If you're currently studying at a university, you might want to explore your university's website to get a sense of what faculty in different departments are teaching or interested in terms of their research. Finally, you might want to check out the book Personal Stories of How I Got Into Sex, Leading Researchers, Sex Therapists, Educators, Prostitutes, Sex Toy Designers, Sex Surrogates, Transsexuals, Criminologists, Clergy, and more. As I mentioned, there are many diverse pathways that people take to find their careers, and you may find some of these stories informative or inspiring. More resources are available on our Kinsey Confidential website and also on the Kinsey Institute's website, which is kinseyinstitute.org.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/kinseyconfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm being treated for depression, but I'm worried that the antidepressant may ruin my sex life. Is it true that medications can keep you from having orgasms?
Yes, some medications do have what we call sexual side effects. They are particularly common among some, but not all, antidepressants, although other medications, such as those for high blood pressure, pain relief, and allergies, may have sexual side effects too. These side effects may affect a man or woman's ability to have an orgasm, ease of having an orgasm, desire, arousal, or ejaculation. That said, not every drug affects everyone in the same way, and some antidepressants have fewer or different side effects than others. It is important to talk with your healthcare provider about any concerns that you may have. In addition, patients are generally advised not to stop taking a medication without first consulting with their healthcare provider. Bear in mind, though, that medication is not always the culprit when it comes to sex. In fact, the problems that the drugs are prescribed for, such as anxiety or depression, can also put a damper on sexual interest or function. Manufacturers of various drugs now list possible sexual side effects in instructions and advertisements, which is a huge change from years past. Nonetheless, have a conversation with your healthcare provider about your concerns. Ask if the drug is known to have sexual side effects. You may not want to reject a recommended prescription until you've tried it. It may not affect your libido or orgasms at all, and it may give you emotional relief to enjoy your relationship and sexual interactions. Also, you might ask if the dosage can be adjusted or how much time to give yourself to test the benefits and the side effects. If you are already in treatment and are experiencing loss of sexual function or pleasure, discuss alternative therapies or ways to compensate for the effects. Sometimes couples find that they can adjust their foreplay or sexual sharing in ways that work for them. Adapt a proactive stance in working with your healthcare provider and your partner, if you have one, to find a path most conducive to your health, sexual functioning, and well-being.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.